I will praise him. I will praise him. Praise the Lamb for sin slain. Give him glory, all ye people, for his blood has washed away each stain. One more time. I will praise him. Let's pray. Dear precious Lord Jesus, Father, we thank you and we want to praise you this morning, Father, for your blood, your precious blood has washed away all the stain. Oh God, we thank you even, Father, we unworthy people, undeserving, that, Father, you allow us to even be in your presence today to praise you. Oh God, we know you brought us here for your glory, not for us. There's nothing that we've done and nothing we'll ever do. Because, Father, in you were attributes. And those attributes were all to glorify the person who you are, God, Jehovah of all eternity. But, Father, how would you manifest those attributes through your children? So, Father, we are here today to glorify you. And we pray, oh God, that no matter what we do, no matter what we say, Father, let that all contribute to glorify your holy name. We love you, Lord, and Father, I pray you help us. Help me, Father, to share this few thoughts with my brethren and help everyone to open their heart, Lord. Father, we love you. Bless the service. We commit all to your hands. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right. So I have some scriptures, but on my way coming, the Lord put something else on my heart. So the other scriptures I was going to read, I would like you please to, when you go home, to study those. It will help you a lot to understand a little bit. Oh, Sister Betty Ngoi, Karibu. Karibu ICBF, Karibu Nyombani. you hear that a lot, so is there a continuation? Okay. All right, so take with you Psalm 100, all right? I was coming and Lord put on my heart that Psalm 100. Is everybody feeling good today? Yeah. All right, it's a sunny out there. All right, let the sun shine. All right, let the sun rising. Let the warmth of the sun bring the sunshine of the Son of God in your heart today, all right? And be happy, all right? We're going to read some. Read it with me, all of us. All right, let's read together. Psalm 100, a psalm of praise, okay? Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gate with thanksgiving and into his court with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Praise the Lord. When you go home, read Proverbs 16. Because of time, we don't have time to read all. But when you go home, read Proverbs 16, verse 1 to 7. Okay, Proverbs 16, 1 to 7. And then also read Colossians 1, 15 to 29. Colossians 1, 15 to 29. All right. So today, my series, you may be seated. The title of the part of the series today is Establishing Christ for God's Glory. Established in Christ for God's glory. And all that is still from Psalm 1, 1 to 3. And we saw that the man in Psalm 1 to 3 is somebody who is establishing Christ. Amen. Why? For God's glory. All right? So, did you enjoy the series on Psalm 1? Are you enjoying it? All right? So, God willing, would you like in future lessons that we take Psalms like this and break it down? And you see that when you take the Psalms, it's a whole Bible. You know, when Jesus was talking to the disciples on the road to Emmaus, they say, begin to tell them all about him, from Moses to Psalms. You know, all that's about him. All right? So today is our last Sunday for 2020. So today will be our last Sunday school for 2020. For January, you see, I have a lot of energy this morning. I have to really, my family, my wife and daughter can tell, I was just a different world. I was just so happy. And you know, I know when you're like that, I'm ahead of myself already. All right, so today is our last Sunday for January 2020. And I'll be passing the baton to my dear precious brother Tim for February. And God willing, I'll be back in March. So please keep in prayers. So as I said, today we are going to speak about establishing Christ for God's glory. All right? So today, I'm focusing on the man who is established in Psalm 1, 1 to 3. And we know from 4 to 6, the other one, he's the one, we already know where he's going. He's already saying, listen, I'm not choosing God. But we are talking about the one established in Christ for God's glory. That's Psalm 1 to 3. All right? So that's the man who chooses the tree of life, Jesus Christ. Amen? Now, I'll be saying certain things, all right, brethren. So please, brothers and sisters, don't take it as a license for you to go sin, to go live in sin. All right? I'll be saying many things, all right? When you begin to really understand the mystery of God, there are many, many deep things. But a lack of revelation, all right? Lack of revelation, lack of understanding. We make people take that and think that they're allowed to sin. But that's not true. All right? All right? If you do that, if you take what God says, all right? If you take what God says to go live in sin, it means to me, all right, and not even to me, just it means that you have not accepted Christ as your husband. All right? You haven't accepted him as your husband, your lover, your savior, your king, your master, and God yet. And you need to repent and pray more. All right? Like, there's my wife there, Sister Henriette. All right? She's my sweetheart. And, you know, I love her. All right? And I know she loves me. I know that she'll forgive me if I do anything wrong. But because of the love that I have for her, all right? But if I have really have love for her, okay, and accepted her as my lover, then I won't even think about doing anything to hurt her at the first place. I know, and I'm not saying there are misunderstandings that happen, things that happen, but intentionally, if I accepted her as my lover, as my sweetheart, I'm not going to do anything to hurt her, all right? And that's how relationship with our lover, Christ the Savior, is. You have to see Christ as your lover, all right? He's more than your Savior. Mother, okay, but he's your lover, lover of your soul, all right? And if you have accepted his love, then you won't even think about doing anything. Yes, you may make mistakes. You may fall. I'm talking about. But intentionally, you are not going to say, I'm going to do this to hurt him. You won't do that. Amen? So today, we are going to take another deep dive into the ocean of God. When you begin to take deep into the ocean of God, you get lost. You know what? Listen, I'll be taking little dip, you know, I go and I see that, oh no, I've drowned and you get back. It just, when you begin to dive into the ocean of God, it's just so sweet. I also wonder, God is so good. I don't know why people will go and find some fake stuff to bring. Well, you can even, you can barely even get to the ocean of God. But we have to go fake stuff. All right? Now, God created you, okay, for his own glory. And he wants to glorify himself through you, everything that you are or will ever be.
Amen.
All right?
Amen.
That's what you're created for.
Amen.
And everything nature, that's what everything was created for. Whether it's the animal life, human life, I don't care, geology, mountains, everything. Everything was created to glorify God.
Amen.
Amen.
All right? That's the end of the story. Everything else is commentary. All right, everything else we do is a commentary. Commentary to this, commentary to that, commentary to that. Everything was done to glorify God. All right?
Amen.
Through your successes and through your failures. Wow, somebody may say, do you believe that? Somebody may say, well, Brother Marcel, I don't know about that. Do you mean that when I fail God, do you mean that he's getting any glory? That's totally absurd. Do you mean that when I fail God, he's getting any glory at all out of that, my failure? Yes, he is. All right? Yes, he is. Well, if you are his predestinated, his attribute manifested in you, yes, he's getting glory out of your failures. You want to get glory out of your failures and to get glory out of your successes. All right? And let me repeat this again. I'm going to say certain things, but that's not a blanket statement for a license to go live in sin, okay? Well, Brother Master, give us a proof that God is getting glory out of my failures or my successes. Then, it's easy. That's the scripture that you all love. Romans 8:28. Let me read it to you. You see, all right? If you read Romans 28, just read that. For those who are called, all things. What are all the things? Is failure part of things for you?
Yes.
Yes, it is. Is your success part of things? Yes, it is. Is your hurt part of this? Yes, it is. Is your sickness part of it? Yes, it is. When you're crying, your heart is bleeding, wounded, you are back there in the corner, you're crying. You think I didn't see that, I didn't know. Is it part of him? Yes, it is. Amen? So God created Adam for his glory. But he placed him on a free moral agency, him and his beloved wife, his sweetheart. But they chose not to glorify him because they were put on free moral agency. All right? Now, what is that showing you? You hear Brother Bram always say, a man never seek after God. God seek man. He just show you. No matter who you are, no matter what we are, we are never seeking after God. It's God seeking after us.
Amen.
What for? For his glory.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
All right. Don't drown now, okay? We're going to go a little bit deep to the ocean of God. So they run away from God to do their own thing. Now, if Adam and Eve had rejected the tree of knowledge of good and evil and chosen the tree of life, then our mind, our heart, would be in complete obedience and subject to God's word with no doubt or unbelief. All right? Now, you see, Satan disobeyed God and was kicked out of heaven with his host of unfaithful fallen angels. And he knows his hand is destruction in the lake of fire. He knows that. Amen?
Amen?
He knows that he's going to be bound 1,000 years, and then him, the false prophet, and the beast are going to be thrown alive into the lake of fire. Is that right?
Amen.
All right. Now, that's why he hates the book of Revelation. Because the book of Revelation exposes that, and the book of Revelation let us know that's what's going to happen to him at the end. Amen?
Amen?
Now, he knows that his disobedience provoked God's anger, and it resulted in that predicament of his. Amen?
Amen.
Now, at first, Satan didn't quite know who Adam was. But he took notice that he was somebody that God is giving lots of attention and care to. That himself he didn't get. But he noticed, like Bob Brown would tell us, how God would come, put them to sleep, maybe sing a lullaby to them, because God is happy to see his children, put them to sleep. And say, Adam and Eve, my children, go to sleep. God was happy. Satan took notice, was kicked out. But who is that? We've never seen God taking care so much for angels. Even God didn't take care of Michael, the great angel. God didn't take care of him like that. I mean, if I, he kicked me out. But who is that? And what is that? He didn't know that. He didn't know what it was. All right? He did not know that. And he got jealous. But there was nothing he can do. Nothing he can do about it. Now, you see, he was not himself, he's a creation. So he didn't know what was happening in the heart of the Creator. All right? He was a creation. He didn't know what was happening in the heart of the Creator. So you can just guess. And that's why sometimes I say, if you don't speak it, he doesn't know.
Right. Amen?
Amen? Now, he knows that God gave the commandment to Adam to not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, Genesis 2:16-17. Let me read that. And the Lord God commanded what? The man. Eve was not in the picture yet. You remember we went down on that in the first lesson. Eve was not in the picture yet. And God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden that thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Amen?
Amen.
Now he knows that God pulled Eve from Adam. But before that, as we saw, Adam was like a theophanic form. Half man, half theophany. He could not sin. But when God pulled Eve from Adam, that's when Adam became a real mortal, all right, and could sin. But God, that's why God gave the condition, when you eat, what can bring death to that human that you become? What can bring death to the human being that you have just become is when you eat that. For in that day you die, you eat, you're dead. Amen? Are you following me? All right. Now, and when he told the man, all right, there's nowhere else we saw in the Bible that God came down and was repeating that to Adam and Eve together. Is that right?
Yeah.
Now let's take the scriptures. Okay? There's nowhere we see that again. So how did Eve know that? All right? So he knows that Eve was pulled from Adam. And Adam has to preach to Eve. Now, that established the first act of how to please God, absolute faith in the Word of God. All right? That was the first act of pleasing God. Faith, absolute faith in the Word of God. All right? Now, let me read something to, all right, okay. Let me do something here that the prophet told us. And that'll be our problem. That's one of the bigger problems. So from there, all right? We talk about the original sin. But Brother, you don't remember, preach to us. All the things that you do, smoking, doing all those things, they are not sin. All right? What is sin? Unbelief. People say, but even ministers, people can't understand that. But thank God that God sent at the end time Malachi 4, who can go way, way back, and God revealed his heart to him, telling him what happened, and he can come back from eternity into time to bring to you and I, creatures of time, what happened before eternity. Aren't you happy? Won't you enter into his gate with thanksgiving? Won't that make you happy? Won't that make you singing? Oh, man, it does. It does to me. And sometimes when I begin to sing, I can be like somebody who had lost his mind. Amen? Now, Brother Brown said this. Now, it's hard. Listen to this now. It's hard. The hardest thing that God has ever gotten to do or had to do was to get one mortal to believe another. That's the hardest thing God has come to do. Now here you have Adam, one mortal, and here you have Eve, one mortal. You seen the picture? The hardest thing, one mortal to believe, you'd believe anything almost, but a one person believing another, that's a hard thing. So, Eve accepted the commandment of her beloved husband by faith. And that's for the first principle to please God, faith. So today, the bride of Christ that we are must accept the message, all right, that is brought to us by a son of man, a mortal, who has, by grace, have gone to the realms of eternity, come down, begin to open the seals, begin to break the seals, begin to unfold the book of life, begin to unfold the book of redemption. Amen? Amen. Now, Adam was the one who came from the realms of eternity, because in the beginning, God was that great spirit, and began to unfold his plan, into, right, theophany. But there was nobody to till the soil. He took that theophany, took the clay, and put that spirit into that man and breathed the breath of life. Zoe, his own life into that. Amen? And today, God at the end time reproducing the same thing, took a son of man, Ben Adam, a son of man, who come, went to the realms of glory, and see to bring us the heart of the Son of Man. All right? So we are in the same position as Adam and Eve from the beginning. That's what Brahman could say. Oh, if I were there, yes. This end time message, place every one of us today at the same position where Adam and Eve was. Whatever choice you made today, you have made that choice at the beginning too. All right? I know time is running against me. Time is the enemy. All right. we are creatures of eternity. We are placed in time, so time becomes our enemy. All right? Okay. Now, so today the bride must accept the message, all right, that a son of man who come from the realm, who have gone to the realms of glory to reveal the son of man by absolute faith. All right? By absolute faith from her husband, Jesus Christ, in the form of the ministry of the Son of Man today, the person of the Holy Ghost back on earth again to prove Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jehovah, eternal God of all ages. Amen? Amen? Amen. What good it is to always sing what God has done in the past. What good it is that Brother Bram have done this. We are making Brother Branham soon a prophet of history. What good it is. But we want today to see God manifested. We want to see the person of the Holy Ghost in action. We want to see the person of the Holy Ghost in us. If God is for us, if Brother Branham has brought God back into the bride, then where are the acts of God? Where are the fruit of the branches? Where are the miracles? Where is God? Where is the another book of Acts? If the original branch ever put forth another branch, it will produce a safety. Where are they? Amen? Now, so Satan knows if he can just create doubt in his mind, you know what I'm telling you, right? One coming and bringing the word. So, if, and that's why before I started, I told the sisters, when you hear anything, all right, don't look at you, look at spiritual, the bride and the Christ. Amen. When I begin to understand this, Adam and Eve, God begins to set up, make his plan, all right? So, you know, what did the angel tell Brother Branham? Okay, we can go deeper and time running against me, and we're not finished. What did God tell Brother Branham? If you can get the people to do what? To believe you. If Adam could get Eve to believe that God told us, don't eat that fruit, Satan can never do anything. If you can get the people, if you be sincere now, if you can get the people to believe you, nothing will ever stand for another counsel. All right? Okay. Now, so Satan knows if I can just create that in his mind, then that will place them before two channels. That didn't exist before. That channel didn't exist before with Adam. Faith or doubt. Okay? Faith or doubt. Faith or unbelief. What is doubt? I said, let me go and find. Read again. What does doubt mean? Doubt, he said, doubt is a feeling. A feeling of uncertainty or lack of conviction. Amen? That's what doubt is. A lack of conviction. That was the birth of unbelief. And let me read this quick to you, all right? Brother Branham said here, unbelief, there's no hand of God. Unbelief is as old as Eden. That's where it was born at, was in Eden. And unbelief is to doubt what God has said. Now, did you notice where unbelief was born? There was much of the word of God considered. For Satan said to Eve, when she said, God has said, he did not deny that. You see, uncertainty. Wait a minute. Let's say somebody tell you, oh, you know when you get to make a right and you forgot. Wait a minute, is it right or left? Wait, is it right or left? I don't remember. Doubt, uncertainty, right? Okay. There was much of the word of God considered for Satan said to Eve. When she said, God said, he did not deny that God has said so and so. But he said, surely God wouldn't do a thing like that. See? That was the birth of unbelief. To vary one iota from God's perfect word. Amen. Amen? Amen? So Eve. So Satan, Eve, you and your precious beloved husband can do your own thing. You'll be like God. All right? Forget about God. And that's what happened. But one thing, all right? So first action, look at first action that they did. All right? First action they did after the fall, what happened? They're doing their own thing. Oh, if they have so fall, so Father, oh God, oh, God, I know you told me and I told Eve, but now we have. And that's why you see when God came, now the blame game starts. You see, they went to do their own thing. They didn't come to repent, but they went to do their own thing. And when God called them in action, then the blame game. Oh, you know what? God, I really love the wife you gave me. She's my beloved. It was her. Okay. I really love her, but it was her. Okay. Blame game. But one thing, all right? So their first act after the fall, they went and do their own thing. Now, but one thing that Satan didn't know, because like I said, he is also God creation. God created him. So he does not know what is in God's heart. The omnipotent, one thing that he didn't know is that the omnipotent and omniscient God had foreknowledge of the end before he started his creation. Before he spoke to Adam and gave him the commandment, God have knowledge of what will happen. Okay? And he knew what was going to happen. So by knowing that, by foreknowledge, he made provision that when the fall happens, what will happen? So what did he do? He killed the lamb, and everyone he saw by foreknowledge, everyone that he saw by foreknowledge to have his seed, not the seed of a serpent. Everyone that saw his seed, not the seed of the serpent. Amen. Amen. He put their names on the Lamb's Book of Life. You see, that's why I say you should be singing, you should be praising, you should just be happy, you should be in love with him, you should be praising him all time. Everything that you do, your mind should be on Christ at all time.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. All right, now, then the fall happened. And when the fall happened, Satan said, that's right, I got him. That's what happened to you. I was kicked out because I doubt God. Now I got them to do it. Oh, we are all going to the lake of fire. Satan telling Eve and Adam, you know what? Now you are with me. You are with me. You are part of my pack of the fallen angels. And I'm the pack leader here. He's not so, Satan. You are a liar.
Amen.
Amen. Then when the fall happened, the provision was triggered.
Hallelujah.
All right? There's a trigger to trigger that action to happen. When that fall happened, the provision was triggered into action immediately. All right? And the attributes that God had in him to be manifested, the attribute of kingsman, the attribute of redeemer, savior, immediately were triggered by that very action. That's one thing. That's what Satan didn't know. If Satan knew that, he wouldn't even have tried doing that to them. Amen?
Amen.
And that's why when triggered, Adam, where art thou? Amen?
Amen?
So life is about, all right? Life, you being here today, you being created through your failure, successes, ups and downs, mountaintop, valley, caves, wherever, darkness, sunshine, light, all is about glorifying God the Creator.
Amen.
We are His attributes. Why did He see fit to create you and I? Because in Him were attributes to be manifested for His glory.
Amen.
Amen. Now, so, Brother said, yes, so those attributes can only be manifested in His predestinated children. All right? The Bible said that we are predestinated to the sons of adoption, the sons of God before the foundation of the world. Then when God slayed the lamb in His own thinking before the foundation of the world to prove out His attribute, what He was, when the lamb was slain, we were slain with it. When the blood of the lamb was caught in his own mind, back there before the foundation of the world, mine and yours names were written in the book then. All in His great thinking. He's infinite. If he didn't, why did He permit it? Which is the strongest, brothers have said, a savior or a sinner? Which has the most strength? Then the stronger had to permit the lesser. And he only does it for his glory.
Amen.
When he made Lucifer, he knew he'll be the devil. He had to let it be there to show that he was the Savior, the Christ. He had to let it happen that way. Amen?
Amen.
Now, don't the Bible say that all things work together for good to them that love God?
Yes. Amen.
So what are you scared about? Amen? Let me hear you. Now, all right? That is why your life does not belong to you. Your life doesn't belong to you. It's for him. But our problem, we think our life belongs to us. I want a beautiful house to show that I have a house, everybody will respect me. I need a good job so that people respect me. I need a statue in this world. I need to be somebody. But your life doesn't belong to you.
Amen.
All right?
Amen.
Your life belongs to him. And every morning you wake up, God, I know before the foundation of the world, there's something that I must do today to glorify you. What is it?
Yes.
And that's why when they ask him, teach us to pray. He said, I know, you guys are human beings. All right, you haven't gone to eternity yet. I'm from eternity. I'm going back to eternity. Mm-hmm. All right? I came from eternity, I'm in time. But I know you guys are human beings still. Because I know what happened to Adam and Eve. And your Adam race. Because you're all born by the act of sex. And I know you worry about you. What should I eat? What should I do this? Where should I sleep? Where do I do that? What do I do that? And meantime, if you don't get it, you're repeating. Oh God, like the heathens. But you say, don't do that. Don't do that. This is how you pray. Because in the beginning, when I created Adam, my purpose was for Adam to glorify me. But I failed. So now let me, now that I have come here, let me bring you back to before time.
Amen. Amen.
So this is how you tell me when you're praying. When you're praying, you have to pray for you and I, we have to go back before time. Then you start like this. Our Father, what in heaven? That's where we are in eternity. Hallowed be thy name. That's what I wanted Adam to do. Every morning Adam was supposed to say, oh Father, hallowed be thy name.
Amen.
Amen.
But that didn't happen. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. And thy will be done in me. That's what Adam was supposed to do. But now as I come, I have come that my blood justify you, sanctify you. I wrap you in my own robe of righteousness, and I'm taking you back. Don't worry about those things. And now, when my will is being done for you, there's something I have for you today to glorify me. Ask me that. Give me today, Father, in the book. My book that you've written for me, give me today what I'm supposed to do to glorify that.
Amen.
Give us this day my daily bread. It's not just about food eating. No, I'll come back again, God willing. We're going to reteach the Lord's Prayer again, right? By His grace, for His glory. All right? Give me that. And forgive me my trespasses. I'm a human being. I've been making mistakes. Forgive me my trespasses. But in eternity, we forgive. We don't hold things. And that's why I say forgive as I forgive. But when you do that, then you are citizens of eternity.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive. And lead us not. Lord, don't let temptation, like what happened to Adam and Eve, don't let it happen. Oh, God, help me. That puts you in a seat of always pray, God, help me, Lord. I need you. Help, Father, I need you. And then when you finish, you come, oh, God, For unto you is all the glory, all the power. And then you come back again for you to be a citizen. If you don't forgive now, you cannot be a citizen of that kingdom. Amen?
Amen.
So, all your life, everything that you do, when you get up in the morning, that's how he taught us to pray. And that's the only prayer the Lord taught us. That's what Adam. So God, in fact, was trying to bring us to what Adam and Eve were supposed to do in the Lord's Prayer. Amen?
Amen.
But now, you must die, okay, so that that life, that person of the Holy Ghost can come and take over you. To live that life. Because look, Adam, it was that spirit, brother, said that spirit, Theophan, was like Holy Ghost. And when that spirit was in Adam, he had to believe. So today, you have to let that person, the Holy Ghost, come in you, and it's that person who will give you the faith to believe his word.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen?
So you must die so that the life that was in a vine from eternity, that life that was in a vine from eternity can come through the branches. Now remember, I'm ending here, you're placed just like Adam and Eve. What Satan came to do, he came and placed us before two channels, faith or doubt. Faith you got unbelief, right? Now how do you kill something? Starve it, all right? So those two channels want to feed off of you. Faith, starve doubt. Starve it. Don't give him food.
Amen.
You know how to starve doubt? God said. You see, when Satan came to, when Satan came to Eve, God said. Oh, God said. God said. You see, he's not getting any food. He's starving. He starved. He'll die of starvation. And that's why when Christ went for the 40 days fasting, Satan came. And Jesus did the same. They began to starve him.
Amen.
It is written.
That's right. Amen.
It is written. Yes. Satan looking for something to feed on. It is written.
Right.
It began to starve him. So starve the channel of doubt.
Yes.
Starve the channel of unbelief.
Right. Amen.
And faith will grow.
Amen.
Amen? All right, I'll read this quote and I'll end here. My time is over. All right? So, we must stay right with the word of God regardless of where or what or how our lives or so forth may measure up with that say of the Lord. And if we should have any revelation, right? Listen to this one clear now. That's how I'm ending here. And if we should have any revelation telling you are so and so, you are this or that, should we present it to us that is contrary to the written word, then we should never receive it. Don't receive it. Because you see, that's what he did. If I just started it, it is written, God said. That said the Lord. I'm not moving from there. You starve him. All right? So if we should have in revelation, she presented to us that's contrary to the written word, then we should never receive it, because that's exactly what Satan did to Eve. She had the word, but she was hunting for some new light. And that's what happened. Hunting for some new light. And Satan seen it. Satan seen to it that she got it. So we never want to add anything to the word or take anything from the word. But just believe it. Just leave it the way it is.
Yes.
Stay right with the word.
Amen.
For anything contrary is unbelief.
Right.
Let's sing before we pray. I love him. Let's rise to our feet. Love him. I love him. Because love me and pour. precious mouth, salvation on Calvary's tree. One more time. I love him. I love him because he first loved me and purchased. Salvation on Calvary's tree. Let us pray. Father God, what word can we use to say thank you? Or what language? Even if you give us unknown tongue, we can't say thank you enough. We love you, Lord, because you love us first, and you purchase the price for our sin were paid, and you purchase us. So today, God, we don't belong to ourselves. We are a purchased possession of Christ. Amen. Father, give us that revelation to individual. Give us each one. May that revelation resonate with every one of us. Today that we know we are a purchased possession of Jesus Christ. Amen. We belong to him. Yes. And the reason why we are here, the reason why he took the pain and went to the cross and was pierced, suffered, bled, agonized, was all to come take possession of his possession that so he can glorify himself in them. Father, we are your glory. We are your praises, oh God. And we just want to praise you. We want to thank you. We want to worship you. We want to extol you every day in exaltation. God, help us to have our mind on you. We know the devil at all times wants to come place it before two channels. The channel will always make us doubt you. But God, help us, Lord. Help our unbelief, Lord. Help us to stand for you. Help us to be heroes. Help us to be God heroes. To believe your word and stand on your word. Amen. With absolute faith. Even in time of uncertainties, Father, help us to have absolute faith in you, knowing that you are God and God alone. We love you, Father. We commit all to your hands. We commit this day into your hands, this beautiful, glorious day that you have given us. Oh God, as the sun is rising, a day full of sunshine. May the sunshine of the Son of God also rise in our heart to give us that sunshine of the Son of Man. May the Son of God so shine our heart today that all what we do is glorify you, Lord. We thank you for everything. We thank you for the day. We thank you for allowing us to come to service. Lord, we pray and you bless the service. Bless the minister. Bless the songs. Bless everything that will be done. And may all be done to glorify only you for your glory. We pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen.